basically happened is there was a lack of student interest in the program that we had.
Dr. William Mariani serves as DuVille's interim president. Education, once a hallmark program at the college to train future teachers, but the school has experienced a decline in enrollment for the program. Mariani tells WBFO News they met with college faculty who told them it's time to retool.
And the proposal came from the faculty leadership, department chair and others. Our dean was involved, our vice president of academic affairs. We sat down with our board of trustees and said, look, we want to restructure our program. Let's take a pause. Let's not deactivate it. Let's not get rid of the program. It's a historical program for our institution.
The college is planning to suspend the program for restructuring until at least 2020.
The real unfortunate thing here is the effect this is having on the students. Students are being asked to find other schools to graduate from right now.
Adjunct faculty member Dr. Paul Spitelli tells WBFO News his students are very upset.
And all I can really do is make myself available to them and help them transition with the resources I have in the community. And if you look at the data, this is a reflection on society as a whole. Nobody wants to be a teacher right now. It's a thankless, low-paying job.
Mariani tells us they are working very hard to make sure there is a smooth transition for students.
We won't leave you out there, all right? We're going to make sure that we take care of you like we do all of our students in the institution. And our dean and the faculty in the department are meeting with the students now to develop a plan for them. Okay, to help them complete what their goal is. Our students that are presently in the program, okay, and how we're handling them transitioning either from our institution in collaboration with three or four of the other ones here, or how do we handle them but helping them complete their degree programs here.
Mariani noted the college must face reality to create a new curriculum to provide educators with the right skills for future classrooms. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.